As we look in on the stately old Victorian mansion, we see Jack Flanders and Dr. Mazzulla standing in the good doctor's laboratory. They are discussing Dr. Mazzulla's narrow escape from the monstrous dragon.
He must weigh about 4 tons.
But how did it happen?
How did it happen? Well, I decided to investigate his cave.
Unarmed?
No, not at all. I carried a very potent tranquilizer rifle.
But the tranquilizer didn't affect it?
I don't know. You see, when he saw me, he gave a sudden lunge forward, and it so startled me, I fired, and I missed.
You missed a whole dragon?
Fortunate for me, though, when he lunged, he bonked his head on a long stalactite that hung from the ceiling of the cave.
Well, I guess that slowed him down.
Considerably. But still, he let out a bellow of flame that fairly scorched my Macintosh, as you can see.
Yeah, I see.
I'm afraid it singed the hairs on my hand, and I dropped the tranquilizer gun.
But is it still back in the cave?
I'm afraid so.
Well, lucky he doesn't have a trigger finger, otherwise he's liable to come hunting for you.
He's armed enough with that breath of his.
Well, I don't understand why you're bothering him in the first place.
It's the neighbors. He's been nipping their sheep, I'm afraid. Also, if they ever get a look at this thing, they'll have the authorities down here so fast.
Well, they might be able to help.
I think of that confounded publicity, but worse. Think of that poor dragon being hauled away and put in some cage for the rest of his life.
Well, where do you think it comes from?
That's what I'm hoping to discover. And to get him back there again.
I don't understand why dragons are such a powerful symbol existing all over the world.
I believe, just a theory, mind you, but I believe that this one may have somehow come from another level.
You mean another level of existence?
Yes, but how did it get into this plane?
You think that temple near the mouth of the cave has something to do with it?
It must, but exactly what I can't understand.
But creatures from other planes don't usually materialize on this plane, do they?
Rarely, but occasionally. Yes, once when I was meditating with Chief Wampum, I saw a phoenix come out of the top of his head. It flew about the room and returned into his head again.
Good grief.
It rather startled the chief. Myths are deep within us.
Well, I wish you luck.
I was hoping you might lend a hand.
Which one? I'm rather fond of both of them, you know.
If we both go in there, armed with tranquilizers, we may be able to discover whether the cave is just a convenient hole for the dragon to sleep in, or whether it leads down into something.
Well, okay, I'll help you, but right now I think I need some sleep. I'll talk to you later, okay? Strange. The dragon myths have a fascinating power that goes far beyond anything logical. We know of many prehistoric creatures that existed, yet these dinosaurs and such never affected our myth consciousness as dragons have.
Would you like to know why?
Oh, the Madonna Vampira. Nice to see you again.
Is it?
What are you doing up in that tree?
I'm sucking birds' eggs. Would you care for some?
You aren't serious.
I don't think so. Will you help me down?
Sure. There.
It's nice to be close to you again.
Oh, it's good to see you.
You were asking about the dragon myths.
Yeah, do you know something about them?
The dragon is not a reptile. It's only a convenient form in which to describe a cosmic phenomenon. It was at the end of the Tertiary Age, or what caused the end. A satellite about one half the mass of our present moon and four-fifths its size, the Tertiary satellite, came to orbit the Earth. It grew closer and closer until its center was only about 1.8 Earth radii away from the center of our planet. The satellite began to break up, to disintegrate. It was this disintegration and what occurred afterwards that etched in the cells of man the powerful dragon myths. For day after day, the satellite, which appeared much larger than our present moon, would rise up over the rim of the earth, streaming behind it showers of fire like a twisting, lashing tail that swept across the sky, like a fiery serpent clawing and raging across the heavens. The earth gushed, the hills reeled, and the water swirled and boiled. When the blood of Elijah drops down upon the earth, the mountains begin to belch fire. No tree remains unscathed upon the land. The waters dry up. The sea disappears. The heavens begin to burn in a dull flame. The moon falls. The earth is on fire. No stone remains upon another.
Good Lord.
Then came the terrific rains and the deluge.
The great flood.
And Noah's Ark, yes. And Atlantis, known in the Bible as Babylon, did not sink, but merely went under the waters that shifted and rose. So, you see, dragons lie deep in the shadows of man.